Serán los filipinos América. Atrás de los filipinos América. Atrás de los filipinos con gusto. Magrelas y ni se van a huir. Usaba filipino. Sasa y aquí ya me caño.
Welcome back to Living the Dream. My regular co-host Marie Wade is not in the studio today. She'll be back with us for Saturday's broadcast. Please tune in then. For now, I have a special guest in the studio today. It is Joe Burrows. He is a financial analyst, and we've been talking a little bit about his military background, how he got into financial services, and he's been talking about people that are below broke and don't even know it. And I want to challenge you out there, if you're listening right now, take stock of what you have. And what are your things that you own? How much do you owe other people for those? And how much do you have in the bank and savings? If that, when you do that calculation, if you're backwards, you're not just broke, you're under broke. And that's why you need someone like Joe to help talk with you and get you to the other side of that. The first goal of anybody is being what they call debt-free, but debt-free is technically broke. Exactly. Am I correct, Joe?
Exactly.
And now we need to go to positive cash flow.
Exactly.
So where do we go from there, Joe?
Well, from there, just getting back to the story, this person came back from the war effort, and the wonderful thing began was the fact that he started to put away about $3,100 a month without any obligation. And about a good percentage rate, you know, a nominal percentage rate, conservatively about 9% or so, that put him on track for about $2.5 million. In about a 20-year span. So he was moving in the right direction.
So $2.5 million, so that's money he puts away plus interest, and that's he earns on that,
the earned
return.
That's correct. That's the return, potentially, that he would get on the mutual fund plan that he put together. The wonderful thing is that this person ended up retiring. Okay, he did 3 tours in Iraq. He ended up retiring and getting out, and I'm curious, you want to know what happened to this guy?
Absolutely.
Well, he's sitting right here in your show.
So that's you.
That's my story.
That's your story.
That's how I got here.
Okay.
And so I was a client in need at the time, and the war effort triggered things. I came back and I got involved, and with the company, and it allowed me to have some of the freedoms that I have now with my kids, 3 girls, and they all do travel ball, so I have to be gone a lot, and it allowed me that free time back to spend with my family that I missed during that period.
And you are obviously not through that 20-year cycle yet. That's still going. But when you first sat down and talked with the person that helped you, the financial analyst that helped you,
right?
What was your response if they told you in 20 years you could have $2.5 million? Would you have thought they were crazy?
Actually, I would say it again.
That's right.
Show me how that works.
That's right, because most of us don't think we'll ever have that kind of money in our hands.
Yeah, it's beyond comprehension. So, sat down, we did the plan, he showed me, he educated me, and that's where everything began. That changed my outlook forever. And so I got involved.
Okay, and obviously, I'm a big fan of education. I've worked in education, I do training and speaking all over the place, but this I know. Education can be one of the most valuable things we have, but it's completely useless and worthless if you never do anything with it.
That's good.
You could know the most important things in the world and be the most intelligent person in the world, but if you never implement it, if you never put it into action, you never take a step, it might as well have never known it.
Absolutely.
So you did both. You were educated and you did something.
Massive action.
Action.
That's action.
Right. And action, I think, is one of those things that separates the poor from the rich as well.
I totally agree with that, Steve. Absolutely. So we took massive action, and today I'm helping families realize their goals. So the battle that I fight now is complacency. The battle I fight now is apathy, and thinking that the government can help you, and they cannot. They're borrowing money as well, so they're not setting a very good example. So therefore, you're going to have to do something in order to get yourself to a point to where you're not independent, but self-reliant and financially independent.
And that brings up an interesting point. I hear people talking on the radio, I read newspaper articles and blogs, and they talk about the government is broke. That's not necessarily true, is it? The government is not broke. They're way below broke, aren't they?
And they're well below broke.
They will have to work for decades to get to broke.
Let's say generations.
Generations, yes.
Because what they've done, they've passed that debt beyond your great-grandchildren.
Yes.
Because think about it. What's $1 trillion? Let's just give the audience an understanding of what $1 trillion is. Well, if you could spend a dollar every second, okay. That's $1 million, $1 every second, you'll be out of money in 12 days.
$1 million. You'll spend $1 million in 12 days if you spend it every second.
A dollar every second. Okay. Well, let's talk about $1 trillion. $1 trillion, you spend $1 every second. It will take you 32,000 years to run out of money.
32,000 years
to run out of money. So now we're in
longer than the Earth has been in existence.
Exactly.
And that's a hard thing to recover from.
It's very hard to recover from.
Okay.
Well, unless you're making trillions.
That's sobering. So we're going to let our audience chew on that one a little bit while we go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the positive news, the good news. My special guest today is Joe Burrows. He is a financial analyst, and this is Living the Dream. We'll be right back.